Wet Willy Wormsley and the Eyes of Doom by Neural Splice. Copyright 2005 by Michael L. Cope. Audiobook copyright 2026. All rights reserved. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used in any other way without prior written permission from the copyright holder. For inquiries, use the contact information at neuralsplice.com. NEURALSPLYCE.com. It had been a great day so far. Willy Wormsley and his pals had a lot of good laughs and candy at lunch. His newfound confidence gained in Metropolis spanned both dimensions, resulting in new friends in both worlds. Despite his initial desire to remain in Metropolis, the Society of Watchers forced him to continue attending school in Townsfield. His school life was better but still presented the young superhero with challenges. Saturday night had been Halloween night. Everyone knows Halloween is the end of horror because Christmas is on its way. He knew that horror preys on its victims all year round, waiting for them to do wrong. Willy had done wrong this weekend and knew it gave horror an open invitation to hunt him down and his friends by association. He had completely forgotten about the consequences that were catching up with him. Willy and his friends entered the room, not suspecting any danger. The door squeaked on rusty hinges, and the sound of the lock clicked ominously as it slid shut. The room was half lit, and Willy instinctively sat in the back corner underneath a burnt-out bulb. Sitting in the light was a guarantee to being seen. Being invisible was the best defense and only chance of survival. Willy's friends were doomed, and he felt guilty for hiding behind them. They were innocent. He deserved to suffer for what he had done. Lacking his powers and his hero costume, Willy reverted to his old self. If he had any courage, it had fled to the deepest recesses of his mind.
Maybe I can survive if enough of them go first. Better them than me.
A spine-chilling, scratching sound in front of them broke the silence. Everyone instantly fell quiet. Willy started to sweat. He knew what was coming. It was only a matter of time before his friends disappeared one by one. Frank, the bravest kid Willy knew in Townsfield, was the first. In the blink of an eye, he was gone. His friends whispered nervously about Frank. The scratching noise resumed, and they fell deathly silent.
Who's next?
Willy worried. Paul bleached a pale white. Everyone could see that he was afraid, but escape was impossible. Paul's mistake was to sit at the front of the group. No one spoke when Paul left. Willy could feel the anxiety in the air. This was not a random occurrence. They were all going to be eliminated systematically. He could still see looks of disbelief in a few of his friends' faces, fading hope that surviving this ordeal was still possible. The eyes were now clearly visible to Willy. They scanned the room like searchlights, illuminating each of his friends in turn. The eyes stopped and settled on Susan.
Oh, please, not Susan, please spare her.
She was the cutest, nicest girl that Willy knew. The sound of her voice always made his heart flutter. He turned away, unable to watch. The scratching sound began again. His bones turned to jelly. Seconds ticked by. Every time the scratching stopped, another one of his friends was taken. Poof, gone. Everyone knew their turn was coming. Fear ran like an electric current through the group. Willy wanted to tell them not to be afraid, that fear can be smelled. But he remained quiet. Speaking up was a surefire way to be noticed. Again and again, the scratching was followed by the disappearance of a friend. Only a handful remained. It was getting closer and closer to Willy. He prayed for the terror to end soon.
Just leave me alone.
He mentally projected. The scratching started again. Cold sweat trickled down Willy's face. His t-shirt clung to his damp skin. His hands trembled. If his parents knew what he had done this weekend, they would be very disappointed. He would have been given a stern lecture about consequences, and just possibly, he wouldn't be in this position. Certainty filled him in these last moments. Certainty that his guilt had put the wheels of fate in motion that led to this moment. The scratching stopped. Now Tommy was gone. He had been sitting in front of Willy. Looking around frantically, Willy tried to find a way to escape or to hide. He had doomed himself by sitting in the corner. His fate was sealed. The weekend haunted him and he felt regret and remorse.
If only I could go back in time.
The scratching returned. Waiting for the inevitable, Willie now noticed things with the clarity that only comes with terror. He could hear the lub-dub lub-dubbing of his heart, the swoosh-swooshing of the blood in his ears. The scratching stopped. The eyes gazed down on him.
Oh no, I've been spotted.
He wished for his Metropolis superpowers, but in Townsfield he was helpless to resist the consequences closing in on him. A cold lump filled his stomach, his throat was tight, and he tasted bile as he started to retch. The voice was cold, and it drew out the pronunciation of his name, savoring the sound. There was a hint of knowing in the voice, awareness of what he had done. He gulped. It made a thunderous roar.
Yes?
He squeaked.
It's your turn.
Willie stood shaking, his knees knock-knocked together. His courage peeked out from under the covers of its security blanket. It was just enough to help him speak to the malevolent being.
I don't know how to, Mrs. Henderson.
Willie Wormsley, you will march up to this chalkboard and solve a math problem, or you won't be permitted to go outside for recess with your friends.
Like a condemned man, Willie shuffled to the chalkboard, grabbed the chalk, and stared blankly at the board.
Why didn't I just do my homework this weekend?
Time is precious and limited. I hope you found this story worthy of your time. For more ebooks and audiobooks by this author, visit www.neuralsplice.com.